As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, well, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. And a bit of a chill, too. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Tuesday, April the 14th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Check out my little website, if you would, vocallocal.org. Not much on there, but there is a document called Plan B. You might want to look at it. You can also go over and peruse ozarksvoter.info, various information there on those two sites to take a look at. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of a sort, hard facts certainly, workable solutions perhaps, for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014. To join me live on air, and if that system is working, you can also take Oracle with you wherever you go today and listen on your portable telephone if you have unlimited long distance or no roving charges and things like that. There's an option there that you might look into. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, that's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the big Mo, M-O, 65647, and a big shout-out to Mike Rowe, 1650 AM, and our friends in Owensville carrying this broadcast on their micro-broadcasting stations, and everyone else out there around the United States and around the world that may be doing the same. Thank you, and thank you so very much for listening. The listener caller number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Is gold sleeping? Is it dying? Is it playing opossum? We'll have to find out more about that. Pressure groups, we'll go back into there a little bit, touch on imperialism, go into the history of law, and of course we'll take your calls and much more. In active trading, New York City, active trading as of as of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That just gave away my, other broadcast there. Old habits die hard. Tuesday, April the 14th, 2009, active trading, New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's the market report. Gold was trading off 70 cents after yesterday's rather upward tick, trading at $891.90 an ounce. Silver up, off 6 cents at $12.68 an ounce. Palladium was off $14, trading at $1,223. Platinum was off $5, trading at $233. Now, in those metals, all of those metal numbers are down today. Lots of very interesting things happening in the metals market. You keep your eyes peeled on what's happening in platinum and palladium. There's activity going on in Russia, setting up a new form of, I think it's going to be another one of these exchange-traded funds. May very well be. But there's been a rather brief and abrupt and brisk move upwards in platinum and palladium. So let's keep an eye on those. We'll be back after this brief intermission. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday morning, April the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts, and in the prior segment, we started in on the market report for today. We're seeing that all of the metals, all of the precious metals are trading down or trading off of what they were, what they closed yesterday, which was a little bit of an uptick for gold and a little bit of an uptick for silver. But yesterday there was a pretty strong move up, I believe, from my memory serves me right, about $50 in platinum. Might want to be paying attention to what's happening in platinum. You know that far more tons of ore are necessary to extract a couple of ounces of platinum than gold. It's really, in my opinion, a more precious metal than gold. But there's a new bourse or a new perhaps even exchange-traded fund. I read up a couple of articles that I found on the internet this morning up on www.kitco.com. You might want to go up there and click on the gold news, and then down at the bottom, click on the more news, and then scan down through that long list, and you'll find that there's some activity happening in Russia. They do a lot of platinum mining in Russia, and we might want to follow that. Platinum, you know, I think the high... I'd have to do a year-to-year check and go back to my records and look on the web as well, but I think the high there was around 2,500 about a year or so ago, maybe a little further back than that. And so we can talk about gold going to 1,500 or 2,000 or 2,500, but we haven't seen that yet. But we have seen that kind of price range in platinum. So platinum right now is trading quite a bit off of its original high. Now, they talk about, oh, well, platinum is used in catalytic converters. Well, yeah, it's used in catalytic converters. Yeah, it is an industrial metal, but a lot of people look at platinum as a jewelry item as well. Nevertheless, if you've got a recent or verifiable high and you're trading considerably below that now, there's a possibility that it might revisit that area again. I don't know. Don't have a crystal ball, but nevertheless. Let's go through those numbers one more time. Gold was off 70 cents, trading at 891.90. Silver was off 6 cents, trading at 1268. You know, we'd love to be seeing that around $20. It's been there before. Platinum off $14, trading at 1223. Palladium off $5, trading at $233 an ounce. The Dow Jones, they did everything they could yesterday to get it over the $8,000 mark. Will it stay there today? I don't know. It may already be below that now. At the time that I picked this stuff off the internet, the New York Stock Exchange is still closed. And so it doesn't open until after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, apparently. The U.S. dollar index, trading 84.86, which is a move up of 29 basis points. And what's a basis point? Well, if you take 1.00, that would be 100 basis points. So 29, up 29 is 0.29. It looks like you're writing 29 cents, but it's not in dollars. It's just basis points. Just like the Dow Jones trades 8,057 points here. These are points. Crude oil, up 39 cents. That's a real dollar issue there. Up 39 cents. Trading at $50.44 a barrel for light crude. Of course, you go back and we can study up on OPEC and all of that, the oil-producing countries. It's a cartel. Cartels. Every time we get involved with cartels, you know, it's price-fixing all over the place. So it is what it's going to be, and we just have to kind of grin and bear it. The lows and the highs, really interesting here. That's where I started off. Is gold sleeping? Is gold dying? Or is it just simply playing possum? The lows and the highs today, if you look in, again, going back to kitco.com, I'm not sure, don't intend to put myself off as some, you know, great gold guru here or some knowledgeable fellow on economics. I'm not an economist. I've studied some and I've read a bunch, you know. But no, I don't consider myself to be in a position to make any great speculation or anything like that. I'm not an investor. I think that's a great way, you know, like they say, you know, the stock market is a great way to take a large fortune and turn it into a very small fortune in a relatively small period of time. I think all of that sort of stuff is for somebody that is far better off than I am in this world. So I don't speculate, and I don't consider myself to be an investor. I'm concerned about the little bit of do-re-mi that I may have been able to accumulate in my life, and I don't want to see it wasted to inflation. So I've done what I need to do to protect the value of my savings. But nevertheless, this is a rather interesting thing that we're seeing right now. Gold is almost flatlined, folks. It's traveling along the spot. The low and the high in the spot market today so far was 885.90. For a low, 889.50. For a high, for a spread of about $4.40. Pretty tiny little stuff. But if you go up on Kitco and look at the chart there on the right, 24-hour gold chart, you'll see that the scale, there's an XY scale in all these charts, the X scale, the left-hand scale, the vertical scale, has been reduced down to $2 jumps. Sometimes it's $5 jumps, sometimes it's as much as $50 jumps. Depends on how they're showing it. Also, while you're up there, you might click on the enlarge button there and look at the 24-hour gold chart. And you'll see that yesterday and today, right at the opening, right around 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, there was a sharp downward move. So somebody's coming in and selling right at that point and driving the price down, and then they'll buy back through the day. We'll see what happens. But there's a lot of manipulation in these markets. Not to plug another website or another broadcast, but if any of you were listening yesterday to the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller interviewed Joan Vion. Now, as many of you know Joan Vion's work, I've got her books. I've got some of her newsletters, a pretty hefty stack she sent me a long time ago. I don't have anything recent to report. I've also got one of her videos. I wasn't terribly impressed with it on sustainable development, but nevertheless, he interviewed Joan yesterday, and Joan is basically getting out of or stepping away from her investment business, largely because she figures that this market is so rigged now that it's just over. So that should be an indicator to you. She looked at the idea or the option of going to the G20 meeting in London and chose sun, sand, and surf instead. That ought to be an indicator to you. If she's no longer interested in following this stuff, we will have lost someone that has gone to well over 100 of these global meetings, and so we are not going to have the benefit of her reports in the future, and that's going to be our loss. But at the same time, if she's about ready to throw in the towel on this market, I think it might be an indication that many others are. Certainly her clients will be getting that message through her newsletters and things. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Let's go into the foreign exchange. The foreign exchange rates, why do we cover these? Well, because there are these baskets of currencies. We kind of keep hearing about baskets of currencies. And I've just picked four to put in our little basket along with the U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar today was trading at 82 cents. The Mexican peso at 8 cents. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents apiece. Now that's up. That's up from last week. It was 7 cents last week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Ah!
And we're back once again. So, as we were saying before we went into the break here, in regards to these foreign exchange rates, we've talked about that. We've talked about this idea of what is a foreign exchange. They're traded. There are foreign exchange banks. There's a reason for foreign exchange. There's a reason for this baskets of currency concept. We're talking also about special drawing rights. That's coming along, you know, but there's, even though it's been brought back to life again, there's nothing really too new about that. We encountered special drawing rights when we were studying the creation of the IMF back a couple of weeks ago. So, nevertheless, let's finish out the last of this market report. The euro, today, it'll cost you $1.33 to buy a euro. And the British pound keeps moving up. Now it's $1.49, $1.49 U.S. So if you want to exchange U.S. dollars, if you're going to go to England and do a little journey around or a trip over there, and you wanted to exchange your U.S. dollars, it'd cost you $1.49 for all your British pounds to fill your pockets up with. That's basically all that's about. Off the Internet this morning, I found an interesting article because there was something that I didn't understand that I don't know about. Maybe you don't understand it either. If there's somebody out there that's a real financial wizard, well, maybe they can give us some more insight on this. But I found it interesting because it lays out LIBOR. You may have heard of people talking about the LIBOR rate and LIBOR this and LIBOR that. Well, we're going to find out a little bit about that. Here's the article, Bloomberg. LIBOR falling fastest since January on credit revival. This is an article by Gavin Finch and Anna, I won't try her last name, and it's an April 14th Today article. Here it is. The London Interbank Offered Rate for three-month dollar loans is dropping at the fastest pace since January, as bankers gain confidence that the worst of the financial crisis is over. Now, I read that intentionally slow so that you could hear it, because I do have a tendency to go a little bit too quickly sometimes. But nevertheless, let's go back and look at it. The London Interbank Offered Rate, LIOR. And that interbank gives you the B, so it's an LIBOR. The LIBOR. If you hear some financial guru talking about the LIBOR, it is the London Interbank Offered Rate for three-month dollar loans. Now, let's go into it a little further. Debt strategists at Credit Suisse Group, AG, Société Générale SA, and Royal Bank of Canada, three of the 16 banks that provide the data that sets LIBOR each day. So there's 16 banks, of which, as we go into this, this is the same way that I started in on this idea about this gold exchange-traded funds and other things. We look carefully, and we see these little clues, these things pop up as we're scanning over the news, as we're reading through the news, and then it gives us places where we can go and do more study to find out more about something. So here, the London Interbank Offered Rate for the three-month dollar loans. Three of these banks are Credit Suisse, Société Générale, and the Royal Bank of Canada. They're three of the 16 banks that provide the data that sets LIBOR each day, say the declines will continue. Momentum may be building as signs of economic stability emerge, according to Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke. Here's a quote. Not so long ago, the main worry was whether the bank you're dealing with was going to be around in the 3 months' time, said Ira Jersey, head of U.S. interest rate strategy at RBC Capital Markets in New York. Quote, now that concern is on the back burner, we're going to see LIBOR coming down steadily. All right. Now that concern is on the back burner. In other words, the concern that the banks are more banks are going to fail has been backburnered. And so what we're going to see is this LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, coming down steadily. One of the things that I encountered when I was studying Agenda 21, United Nations Sustainable Development Action Plan from Rio, was that it was larded with all of these acronyms. An acronym is just basically like USDA, FDA, all of these various and sundry, the alphabet soup that was created and started that whole phenomenon was started back in the times of the New Deal with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR. FDR. Prior to that time, we didn't talk about presidents from their first initials. It was FDR, of course, then there's LBJ, GWB, George W. Bush, he never said that. W. No, but FDR started a lot of this acronym, his administration. And so when we look at LIBOR then, it's a word that is used in common parlance among these folks. But if you don't know what it is, it just goes right over the top of your head. So I like to understand what do we mean when we're using these various abbreviations, these acronyms. Continue here, LIBOR, the British Bankers Association interest rate that determines borrowing costs. So now we've got a little bit more that we can add to it. I'm going to keep this article. You can find it on Bloomberg.com today. It's on the current events, I think. If you want to get a copy of it for yourself, I don't have it to drop in the chat room. And I don't post these things to a website daily. But you could certainly go up and pull this article for yourself. April 14th, Bloomberg, LIBOR falling fastest since January on credit revival. But the LIBOR, the British Bankers Association interest rate that determines borrowing costs on about 360 trillion of financial agreements, ranging from home mortgages to corporate bonds, fell to 1.12% today from 1.32% a month ago, the fastest drop since the start of the year when the rate tumbled to 1.08% on January the 14th from 1.42% 9 days earlier. And it coincides with President Barry the Usurper's, hate to even call him a president, he's just a usurper, he's not qualified to serve, in my opinion, from the research I've read, Barry the Usurper's efforts to restore the economy and the banking system to health. The combination of plans to help banks get rid of devalued assets, such as mortgage and leverage loans, the first back-to-back monthly increases in consumer spending since the first half of 2008, and an unexpected rise in home sales for February, stoked optimism that the worst of the recession is over. Now we're using the R word again in this particular article. It took a long time to get them to admit that there was a recession. Then it took them a long time to admit that we're in a depression. But here, all of a sudden, this author, writing for Bloomberg, figures that the worst of the recession is over. So we're out of the depression, and now we're in a recession, and we're coming back, there's glory stepping down out of the clouds. Let's go into this article just a little bit further. Bernanke told CBS Corp's 60 Minutes on March 15th that he saw green shoots in some financial markets. Well, what was he talking about when green shoots? Well, springtime, April showers make May flowers, green shoots. In other words, he's starting to see a little bit of sign of life in the financial markets. Are there any signs of life in the financial markets? This article almost stands by itself in the global picture. The other news that I was finding wasn't painting a rosy picture, but nevertheless, we're looking at this London Interbank Offered Rate. And going into it further, LIBOR will decline to 1.04% by June, according to average forecast of 12 banks on the BBA's LIBOR panel surveyed by Bloomberg News April the 6th. And we'll have to pick it up on the other side. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, I'm going to go drop down a little bit further into this article. And by the way, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to join us live on air, your calls would be welcome. Go back into this article again. This is a three-page article, the way I've got it pulled down off the web and reorganized. But we're talking here about the London Fix. You know, every day you look in the, I start my day off in the mornings early, about the first website I visit, these days since I started doing these broadcasts is, www.kitco.com. Not that I want to keep plugging their website, but it's a pretty handy website. When it opens up, it's got lots of interesting things that, are useful to me on this broadcast and in general. But one of the things that I noticed on there too is they have a London Gold Fix, and there's something that happens every single day where they fix twice a day, AM and PM, twice a day where they fix various prices. And then there's a Dubai gold fixing. And then there's, the New York. So we've got this New York, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, and London. And they're all in there, you know, setting the prices and so on and so forth. Well, my God, if they're going to set the prices, then what do we need the rest of the markets for? Just go ahead and rig it for the day and let it go, you know. But it isn't that simple. This is a continuation from the article, London Fix. The gap between the Fed's target rate for overnight loans between banks and LIBOR widened to 3.32 percentage points on October the 10th. And I guess if we went back and looked at what was happening on October the 10th and in the marketplace, we might be able to see the impact of these various and sundry fixes, these various settings that they do. Because it continues here. It says, and just before Lehman Brothers failed, and an average of 0.22 percentage points in the 5 years before the credit markets froze. The cost banks said they'd pay to borrow from each other soared even as central banks lowered benchmark interest rates and provided unlimited dollar funding. All that's to say that it would take more study to figure out that sentence, that paragraph. Here's a little bit more from that same section of the article. Every morning, the London-based BBA surveys members of the trade group on how much it would cost them to borrow from each other for 15 different periods, from overnight to 1 year, in currencies including dollars, euros, and yen. Now strategists say credit is starting to move again. The U.S. government and the Fed spent, lent, or committed $12.8 trillion, get this, the equivalent of 90% of last year's gross domestic product. Isn't it nice? The U.S. government and the Fed spent, lent, or committed $12.8 trillion, or 90% of last year's gross domestic product. Folks, that's like going in, I don't know whether you make $10,000 a year, $20,000, $50,000, or $100,000. But it's like all at once, you just go and get in your checkbook. If you were so lucky as to have kept anything that you, or had anything left over from what you made last year, and you just turned right around and spent 90% of what you earned last year. How often in your life have you done that? Didn't think so. Hasn't really happened in my life either. That's a big whopping spend. Anyway, this article continues and continues and continues. There's a lot of interesting information in here. Here's just a real quick quote by Benjamin Bernanke, said on April the 3rd. Restoring the flow of credit to households and businesses is essential if we are to see, as I expect, the gradual resumption of sustainable economic growth, Bernanke said on April the 3rd. I'm sure by now most of you have figured out I have a very, very, I hold sustainability in a very low esteem. I have a very low opinion for the sustainable mercenaries. Sustaining economic growth, a sustainable economic growth, is propping up something that on its, without the props and all of the aids would fall on its face. And I have to ask, if we're propping up and we're shoring up something that without those supports would simply fall on its face, why don't we just stand back and let it fall on its face and see what happens? Why do we continue to try and sustain something that's not sustainable, so to speak? Why are we shoring up, propping up, and holding up something that should just collapse? Let the damn thing collapse. We pick up the pieces and we go on down the road. But of course, if we did that, then so many of these imperialists would wind up taking it in the shorts probably, that they would have to weep and wail and cry. Maybe they would then throw their gold and silver in the street. I don't know. But one thing we do know is that, according to Edmund Burke, bad laws are the worst of tyranny, the worst sort of tyranny, bad laws. And so much of this legislation and so much of these fixes, this price fixing, all these fixes, this is the worst form of tyranny. It's not so much that government is a problem, it's the perversion of and the abuse and the power of governments, which is the problem. And our founders were aware of that when they set this system up for us. Let's go into this book. I like this book a lot. Learned a lot from this man, John Maxey Zane. This is The Story of Law, second edition. Read a little bit of it from it yesterday to you, but this was originally published quite a while back, but it's not ancient text. This was originally published, let me see if I can see it here. Originally published in 1927, so it's not an ancient book, and it's about the same time period as the articles that I've been reading from the encyclopedias. But this is a rather interesting starting, and then we're going to go into something even more interesting as it continues. But picking it up right here, the peculiar situation arising from the fact that the states are held to be foreign as to each other necessitates a vast amount of legal work in regard to corporations. Can we just start right off the bat here? That the states are held to be foreign as to each other. And we understand that in the modern world of corporates, And we're diving right into the middle of this book. I'm right here on page 377 in the chapter known as the, or titled The Absolute Reign of Law. You know, I kind of find it amusing when people talk about, well, we, you know, we should go under the rule of law. Let's have the rule of law. Well, to be careful in this world what we wish for. Choices have consequences. But, back here again, the peculiar situation arising from the fact that the states are held to be foreign as to each other necessitates a vast amount of legal work in regard to corporations. We can understand then why in this world we're going to this world without borders. You can understand that from the G20 they came out talking about how they wanted to unify the banking laws and regulations globally. It's a lot of pain in the neck and hassle for these corporations, these transnational corporations that bear absolutely no allegiance to anything but greed in the dollar, it would seem. There's a drive here to erase all borders. It's certainly not coming from the Swiss, and I don't think it's coming from the Iowans, and it's certainly not coming from this corner of Missouri. It's coming out of these transnationals, these huge things like Monsanto and Kellogg, Brown, and Root, you know, Halliburton, Gecky, and the others. As I mentioned previously on another broadcast, you might find it interesting to go and do a web search on the Rothschilds family of Paris. And if you dig around long enough, you might find this incredible pyramid of corporations that they control, controlling interest in the stock shares of an incredible list. Touches every part of our lives. They got their fingers in every bit of it. Continuing along here, before I go any further, necessitates a vast amount of legal work in regard to corporations. Go back into the late 1800s, early 1900s, and we'll see the creation or the establishment of the American Bankers Association, which was almost immediately followed by the establishment of the American Bar Association, which was almost immediately followed by the establishment of the Uniform Law Commission. And the Uniform Law Commission then set up a system all across the United States and all of the state houses. The legislative bill drafting agencies came into existence, and they were written into statutes. They're even enshrined in the Missouri State Constitution. They call it the legislative research branch. And it becomes really, in a way, a branch of government in itself, because here we have the lawyers, bar members, typically, bar association members, who are writing the laws in the background. And so Joe Blow, your local state representative, unless he's a lawyer himself, is very likely he'll draft up this idea for a piece of legislation. And it goes into, they present it, and then it has to go past the legislative research bunch and the committees. And it's during that process that they unify the law globally. And we need to understand that. We'll be right back. Pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we have returned once again, going back to this story of law by Frank, or it's like John Maxey Zane. Interesting name, middle name, M-A-X-C-Y, John Maxey Zane, the story of law, second edition. This guy is a pretty heavy-duty writer, and yet at the same time, he presents this quite well. It's a readable book, but it's not somebody that has just graduated from the Dick and Jane level. You probably wouldn't finish the book. Nevertheless, let's go through it. I'll try and go slowly enough so that we can understand what he's trying to tell us. Since most large businesses in the country, again, he's talking about the United States of America. He's an American here. Since most large businesses in the country are carried on under the corporate form, it follows that a great amount of business is done by corporations in states other than the one in which the corporation is formed. Now, in this regard, he is intimating, or he's referring to, the multiple states. But as I mentioned in the last segment, the end of the last segment, talking about the Uniform Law Commission, the Uniform Law Commission was established with many purposes in mind. Number one, most of all, was the creating a system by which the American Bankers Association, largely, because they were part of the founding of it, were able to do end runs on the, not only the federal constitution, our federal union, but also on the various or several state constitutions. Back in the early part of the 1900s, there wasn't this harmony that has been created as over the last 100 years in law from state to state. It was more of a free market system in those days. And so there was a lot of difficulty setting up business, setting up shop, and doing business interstate. So the Uniform Law Commission established as Model Code, Model Act, the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC. And so from that time forward, we've been moving further and further into uniformitarianism, if you will, as a philosophical study in its own right, not only between states and among states, but also from the United Nations member states. And again, point right back to the G20, where they're now talking about setting up an international regulation or regulatory body. It will be very much similar to the United Nations itself, Again, if you heard that interview yesterday with Joan Bion, talking about setting up some kind of a financial thing with the secretary of their own plenary group, it'll be like another one of these United Nations bodies, another organ in the beast system, if I understood what she was saying correctly, and I'll definitely need to follow that. That will be one more of the many United Nations bodies that I've been studying. But we need to be aware of that, because this global system has, you know, it has its roots in right back in the city of London, in my opinion, and not so much the Vatican, but the city of London. But there's a lot going on that is the backstory, and let's go into a little bit more of that. Every state has laws requiring a corporation of another state to take out a license in order to carry on business. Of course, every time you have another license, then you've got more rules and more regulations. Basically, what I've heard other celebrities, if you will, talk about is that a license basically is a grant to do something that would otherwise be illegal. You have a driver license. It's not illegal for you to operate a conveyance on the roads, but under the system of licensing, under the Interstate Commerce Act, the Interstate Commerce Commission and various and sundries other, all trucks and all conveyances and cars and all of that stuff took away our right to travel and brought us all under this commercial status. Interesting that it is. Again, every state has laws requiring a corporation of another state to take out a license in order to carry on business. In many instances, for businesses or legal reasons, a corporation is incorporated under the laws of a state where it does no business. And you've seen those. Your credit card statements come in, they're a Delaware corporation or something like that. It's largely because that particular state might have the most favorable licensing restrictions, corporation restrictions. As long as the business is done from a home office, it may receive protection as interstate commerce. But as against foreign corporations, the state governments are constantly striving to derive a revenue from those foreign corporations. As soon as the large interstate corporation finds it necessary to qualify as a foreign corporation to do business in states other than that in which it is incorporated, it becomes instantly an object of attack, if not of pillage, by the state's taxing power. So for as much as we can talk about harmony between the states, as much as we can talk about a federal union, the various states are hostile interests. They're actually foreign countries, if you will. The state of Missouri is a sovereign republic, a free state in a federal union. At least it was up until even as late as 1945 when they revised the Constitution of the State of Missouri, because those words are found in the Constitution. In such a business as insurance, which has been held not to be a form of interstate commerce, the exactions of the different states have been enormous, and they've added much to the cost of insurance. This whole idea of taxation has really twisted. It's the worm inside the apple. The opportunity for these various powers to tax the bejeebers out of us has basically destroyed our way of life on the gradualism scale. Here's an important part. Far more than in any other civilized country is it necessary in the United States, on account of the multiplicity of laws, for men engaged in business to have the constant advice of lawyers. You can see how it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you get involved with the legal community, if you will, and they get involved with the legislative branches, and they get involved in the writing of legislation, though they might ostensibly be trying to harmonize the various and sundry laws, because our legislation is not written on the layman level like the Constitution was, and many of the several states' constitutions, the Commonwealth's as well. We get into this situation where we need this legal interpreter at every stage of our lives. But we've talked about that. We talked about pressure groups. And we found that the American Bar Association, the American Medical Association, these are all of these niche builders, are doing everything they can to protect their own mysteries, the inner temple, if you will, standing before the bar in the inner temples. But they do everything that they can do to protect themselves, niche builders. You know, as I've said before, a niche builder is those that carve themselves out a little niche or a cave. You go into Plato's cave there. They carve themselves out a little niche, and then they get up inside of their little niche, and they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge and skills, and then they hang out their shingle, and they charge everyone $1.50 to see their mystery. Not a lot of mystery involved in the mystery religions. Not a lot of mystery involved in the mysteries. It's just that if you happen to know advanced mathematics, or if you happen to understand the language of law, or if you happen to understand some various aspect of the medical profession, it's in your own best interest to form a lobby or a group and so regulate it. We covered this when we were talking about Free to Choose, Milton Friedman's book. You gather together, you congregate together with all of the other members of your lodge, if you will, and you make it exceedingly difficult for other people to qualify. And it doesn't matter whether you're a carpenter or whether you're a mason or whether you're an electrician or a plumber, whether you're an architect or a school teacher, the same phenomena happens, which is why I'm focusing on pressure groups so that we get a better understanding of some of the dynamics that are operative inside of our political system. And certainly we need to understand the law aspects. And so in the second hour, we'll continue along this line in the story of law, the absolute reign of law. Stay with us. We'll be right back and begin hour number two.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As global globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, April the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com, the website of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And my name is William Roberts. We went in the first hour over the various financial news, brought out the study on the LIBOR so that we get a little better understanding of that. If you've heard the term, don't know anything about it, you might want to go back and revisit the archives later in the day and find out a little bit more about LIBOR. You can also go up on the Bloomberg website and pick up the article that was published there today by Gavin Finch, LIBOR falling at the fastest since January on credit revival. That Bloomberg article, which can be found on the front page, at least it was on the front page earlier this morning, makes for an interesting study. Just download it, print it out, and look it over carefully and learn something today about the financial world that we happen to live in. We also, in the first hour, started a study out of The Story of Law by John Maxey Zane. Interesting book from the 20s, 1920s. A Liberty Fund addition to my library. They do have some of the most enjoyable books, I guess you'd say. Certainly the most cerebral books in my library. Many of them come from Liberty Fund. But anyway, they republished some fantastic books that have gone out of print, and for historians, amateur researchers as such as myself, they make a great addition to your library. Economical in softbound editions. They do have hardbounds also, but in the softbounds, you know, sometimes you can get these fabulous books of 500 and 600 pages for just $10 or $11. Wonderful, wonderful place. They also have a lot of books that are free available downloads on their website. You might look it up on the internet, Liberty Fund. Again, I'm not necessarily plugging them. I'm just telling you it's one of the sources of research for me. I like to, rather than just advancing my opinions on a regular basis, to actually give you some of the source material behind the opinion, behind the facts. You know, we're all opinions are like elbows. We are all born with more than one. They're easily bent to suit whatever purpose might be at hand. So I try and withhold my opinion. Can't help it sometimes. Just boils right up out of me, kind of like a two-year-old. Whatever pops into my mind pops right out of my mouth almost immediately. But nevertheless, it's usually based a lot on research. And this is the research that I'm sharing with you. So once again, as we stated in the previous hour, far more than in any other civilized country is it necessary in the United States, on account of the multiplicity of laws, for men engaged in business to have the constant advice of lawyers. And as we find ourselves more and more in this modern age being considered as you incorporated or me incorporated, in that all caps reversed Roberts, William world that we've been forced into, certainly not by our own consent, just kind of forced into it, as we find ourselves there, then we are almost continuously considered to be engaged in commerce. We are corporations engaged with commerce as the when we interact with our commercial government and so on and so forth. And so all of us are thrown into this camp of needing, from time to time, lawyers. But I just try and so organize my life that I don't have to go that way. If I could go from now until the very last day of my life without ever having to step inside of a courtroom for anything important, it'd be a blessing. Let's go into it a little bit further. But this is not all. It is a common saying that the people in the United States are the most governed people in the world. Now, this is 1920, folks. And if the people in the United States in the 1920s were the most governed people in the world, whatever happened to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? Seems to me it slipped right out the door, didn't it? Well, we'll pick that up on the other side. Stay with us.
¶¶ Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on the Tuesday, April the 14th, 2009, broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're going into the second hour, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're setting out of the story of law by John Maxey Zane in a chapter here titled The Absolute Reign of Law. We're about 377 pages into this book. Certainly haven't covered it all here. But do listen. Pay attention as we go into this again. He says, but this is not all, repeating, reiterating. It is a common saying that the people in the United States are the most governed people in the world. Again, written in 1920s. If it were added that they are in some respects the most and worst governed people in the world, the statement would be accurately true. In some respects, the most and worst governed people in the world. Continuing here, he says, it has been found that in the natural course of events, it was necessary to create long ago the Land Department of the United States government, which had under its special control the granting of the public lands. The power of the federal government to grant patents for inventions and copyrights and trademarks added another large department to the government. These departments performed duties that were more or less judicial in their character, and a large bar was created whose practice was mainly in these departments. In other words, a large bar, the practicing law before the bar, a large bar was created. Then a department and board for the control of the railways or railroads added the great number of lawyers who devote themselves to practicing before the Interstate Commerce Commission, which was specially concerned for years in the task of ruining the railroads. Again, you can learn so much from some of these books. Now, of course, we need to understand that John Maxey Zane was himself a lawyer. And in writing his treatise here, his tome, he really peels back the onion skin, if you will, and exposes much to the light of day. Largely, probably, most likely, why this book went off of the radar completely, and it took someone like Liberty Fund to find it, with the support of the people that support them, and republish it and bring it out. But all of this we've covered in just the last couple of weeks. We've talked about the Interstate Commerce Commission. We've talked about the ruining of the railroads. We haven't really touched on the power of the federal government to grant patents for inventions and copyrights. But we do understand that the Land Department of the United States had the power of, and the special control of granting public lands, land grants. People are starting to understand this again. Maybe in the future I'll bring a guest on and we'll talk about that. Hal Anthony is particularly knowledgeable on that subject. Continuing here, he says, the slow and the just process of the courts were not found satisfactory in regard to the matters of trade and commerce, and the Federal Trade Commission added its activities. So it has gone on, government board after government board, all with more or less judicial functions, has been created, always adding to the business of lawyers. At last came the income tax amendment, and this vast department rapidly outdistanced all competitors in the magnitude of its work for the legal profession. The living, having been taxed to the point of possible depletion, the taxing bodies turned to the property left by the dead. Remember, so often I use the analogy, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's so fitting. This corporatist, fascistic, socialist mommy state that we live, and folks, we do live in such a state. The socialist Paul has so burdened Peter that many of those that would have been a producer, like Peter, have fallen out of production and have gone onto the gravy train with Paul, to the point now that we're running somewhere between 7 and perhaps even 8 out of every 10 people who receive all or a portion of their income from government sources. I mean, you might be a riveter at Lockheed Martin and you say, oh, that's not the case at all. Well, who's buying the aircraft? Who's paying for them? You're involved in the unions. Look at all the subsidies. Just go up and down. Look at all the excise taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Who works today in private production? Not very many. Continuing, inheritance taxes added to the other exactions. Key phrase, exactions. Oh, this is poignant, I'm telling you. This goes right back to the Civil Rights Amendment. Exactions. Civil rights. Exactions. Introduced into business, the sudden shifts of property values caused by forced sales to cover the inheritance taxes due upon the estates of the deceased. Isn't it convenient? Isn't it handy to destroy the wealth of the father after he's died and deprive his heirs of it through taxation? Isn't that clever? It flies in the face of the common law that we were founded upon. But this is the new legal order. The new legal order. In my research, I've come across a variety of these different new world orders. Not just one. Not just a new political world order, but many new world orders. a new legal world order, a new economic world order, a new political world order, a new social world order, etc., a new religious world order, and others. Dropping down a little bit further here, it says the state governments were not to be outdone in this work, and much of the activity of the federal government was duplicated by every sort of state board until at present a large business is hardly justified in doing the most ordinary act of corporate business without seeking legal advice in order to ascertain whether there is or is not some regulatory law that bears upon the matter. I mean, it has been said, and I'm sure it was in jest, but we're almost at the point now where when you swing your legs out of bed in the morning and plop them on the floor, you've probably broken your first law of the day. If these various governmental boards, both federal and state, would be satisfied by ordinary veracity, the situation would not be as bad. But through the resources of the government printing office, they are enabled to deluge the land with masses of documents of highly laudatory of their activities and pointing out how further revenue can be obtained. They devote no little time to devising methods by which they can increase their own power and further circumvent the helpless citizen by amending and reamending the law in the way in which the income tax law and the inheritance tax law are constantly made a still more dangerous morass for the man who carries on business or hopes to die leaving some property to his family. We'll be back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Okay, we've returned once again, and do keep in mind that this was written by a lawyer in the 1920s, and he's pointing out things that were well known to men at that time, and those things we still know these things today, but we know that this has gotten far worse in this last 100 years, almost. So, let's continue. Again, as we're interrupted by the break, a still more dangerous morass for the man who carries on business or hopes to die leaving some property to his family, this ever-escalating pile of law and legislation. As we talk about law and public opinion as it shapes legislation, and we're seeing plenty of that. While everyone of substance breathes easier as soon as a legislative body is safely adjourned, there is rarely a session when new burdens have not been imposed upon the responsible public. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I'm sure. How many of us woke up on January the 1st of 2009 with our New Year's resolution list and found at the top of our list what we need most this year in 2009 are 3,500 new laws in our state, or thousands of new laws in the nation? I doubt there is anyone in the audience that had more law on their list. And yet, that's exactly what we get. And these are supposed to be our representatives in Congress assembled and in the State House? Hardly. Who do they represent? Well, we'll get into that on page 2. This constant flood of legislation is the worst feature of our polity. Laws that regulate minutely the affairs of the citizens are bad enough, but when they are constantly changing, the evil is vastly multiplied. Haven't you seen that? I certainly did in the 1980s when the tax laws were changed and the interest rates went through the ceiling, and I found myself holding real property and many listings for property as a realtor that I couldn't market even though there was plenty of houses on the market, there was absolutely no way anyone could qualify for those kind of loans. And for the people who had bought rental properties when the tax laws were changed and they were set up under one set of tax laws and the tax laws changed and you didn't have the same write-offs and things like that, the dynamic changes, the mathematical model changes, and you find yourself in a situation where you're having to reach into thin air to try and find money to just pay the taxes on the rental properties that you have. And so not having a magic ball or crystal ball or a magic wand or a money tree in the backyard, the natural thing for a real estate investor at the time to do was to sell his property so that he could help pay the tax. And then he walks right into the buzzsaw of 22% interest, and you can't even sell your properties. And so unless you just happen to have, like I say, either crystal ball, magic wand, or very wealthy relatives, or just an absolutely wickedly despotic and cruel heart, where you thought you could raise the rents to astronomical proportion, of course you'd lose your tenants, then the only choice you had was to just lose your properties. And they do this over and over and over again. And we can see there's nothing new about it. Here back in the 1920s, John Maxey Zane, laws that regulate minutely the affairs of the citizens are bad enough, but when they are constantly changing, the evil is vastly multiplied. Plato may have had a fantastic idea when he said that children's games ought to be regulated so that they could not be changed. But his reason was this: that when these children were grown up, they would not, as citizens, be constantly changing the laws. His idea was the direct result of the baleful legislation of fecundity of Athens. Well, all that. You can enjoy his writing style, but you'd have to be there to see it, really. Zaleucus, or something like that, Zaleucus, maybe, or Ucus, the lawgiver of the of the Locrians, had the provision that the proposer of a law should appear before the assembly with a rope around his neck. And if the law failed of passage, the proposer should be instantly hanged. Wouldn't you like to see that? Wouldn't you like to see that on CNN? We'd have a new feature, a gallows set up in the Legislative Assembly there. And when someone proposes a law that wasn't immediately passed, he would come in with his bill in one hand and the end of the rope in the other hand and the knotted rope around his neck. And if the bill wasn't passed, he'd just be immediately hung for bothering the people with such foolishness. At Athens, if a law turned out badly, any citizen could bring a criminal action against the proposer. Can you see in that the beginning of our jury handbook, if you have a copy of Witten Publisher's Citizens Rule Book, where it includes the Bill of Rights and the jury handbook, and in there they tell you about the duties and the rights of a juror, where the jury has the opportunity and the duty to rule not only on the case before them, but also on the law. And so we can see that it has ancient roots. Again, at Athens, if a law turned out badly, any citizen could bring a criminal action against the proposer. You'd love to see that happen today. But under our present representative system of government, the responsibility for a law cannot be enforced against anyone. If, in this country, proposers of bad laws were indictable, the number of courts would have to be doubled. Pretty good writing, John. Maxie Zane. Pretty good writing, old boy. Nicely stated. Let's go into Albert Van Dicey. I could go on in this reign of the absolute reign of law for days. It's a wonderful chapter in an excellent book. But let's go into a little bit more from A.V. Dicey, Albert Van Dicey, who held the Venerian Chair at Oxford. That chair was created for and held first by Sir William Blackstone. Blackstone's Commentaries of the Laws of England. I've read about one and a half of the books, and I'd like to continue in the four-volume set and finish that, but time is not always on my side. We'll pick it up here. This is on Legislative Opinion and Public Opinion, a chapter, and again, we're deep into this book, 324 pages into it, and I'm just going to pick up in the middle of a paragraph and start. Imperialism is, to all who share it, a form of passionate feeling. It is a political religion, for it is public spirit touched with emotion. Imperialism. Imperialism. Oh, yes, we can rail against the government. But before we get too excited and too exercised with that, let us understand that our system of government is not necessarily flawed. It's those who are operating the system of government that are operating in error. The imperialists. Go back to Seward, for instance. Seward's Folly, Alaska. He was also involved in Hawaii. But this guy was an absolute empire madman. Study him a little bit. Seward. There have been lots of these imperialists. I think that it's very possible that Alexander Levine Hamilton was also an imperialist. But let's go into it. Imperialism, again, is to all who share it a form of passionate feeling. It is a political religion, for it is public spirit touched with emotion. No sane imperialist should care to deny that this is so. He may well admit the dangers while vindicating the essential reasonableness of a policy founded in part on feeling. We'll pick that feeling up on the other side and feel our way around the concept of imperialism. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcast, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hey folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here on Become Vocal Local. The number to call in is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to voice your opinion on the air. Let's go on to this a little bit further because we're taking a look at imperialism, the ideas behind it, the philosophy behind it, and then we're going to step quite quickly beyond that. Again, he will, however, unhesitatingly contend that enthusiasm for the maintenance of the British Empire is a form of patriotism, which has a high absolute worth of its own and is both excited and justified by the lessons of history. But here we may pass from a striking illustration of the influence exerted in the public life of a modern England by a sentiment hardly understood or appreciated by the Benthamite school. And I'll come back to that, to the influence of historical tradition, which is connected with and stimulated by historical habits of thought. A lot in here. We start off with enthusiasm or imperialism, and we drop down through the article, and we look at the British Empire and the enthusiasm amongst the people there for the expansion, if you will, of this political religion. And then we come and find ourselves embracing a man named Jeremy Bentham and the Benthamite school. And like Adam Smith before them, they called out to the crown to free the colonies, set the colonies free. And there was lots of good reasons advanced by them why. And then it comes down and drops into this idea of historical tradition connected and stimulated by historical habits of thought. And so we say on this broadcast frequently that we need to very carefully research the past, our history. And as the advertisement there just said, you know, those who fail to know their understand the history are doomed to repeat it. That's an oft-given quote, perhaps badly paraphrased by me, but we very carefully study history, and that's what we're kind of doing today. And then we look forward into the future where we want to go, where we need to be. And you might visualize a different future than I do, but I'm always looking at greater and greater freedom and less control, less and less despotic tyranny and all of the rest of that rot, the human rot, less law, less of this ever, never-ending escalation of law, returning to some sanity. I like to think of restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, because at least the way that our founders' framework gave us the framework, it was understandable. It was understood by people of even the most meanest existence in the colonies at the time that it was written, although it took a considerable amount of support to get people to go along with it. But once they did accept it, they loved it. Most everyone did. But let's look at this idea, this historical method. There are many schools of thought. I've spent a little bit of time looking into the various schools of thought. But there are many schools of thought, and this one, the historical method, bears looking at. The historical method, or the habit of looking at ideas and instructions in the light of history and as part of the growth of society, was foreign to the prevailing spirit of the 18th century and was especially repugnant to Bentham in this, as in all things, the true son of his age. Obviously, our author is a Benthamite, a true supporter of Jeremy Bentham. And why wouldn't he be? Albert Ben Dicey was holding the Vinerian chair at Oxford and probably is a highly placed legal scholar, if you will, of his time, just like William Blackstone and Sir Edward Coke before him. So these are those that are teaching law. They ought to be proponents of it, and Bentham set out to codify English law. Anyway, here's a passage from Jeremy Bentham's notebooks. Find it rather interesting. I hope you will, too. He, Chamberlain Clark, ridiculed the Panopticon. I'll stop right there. How many people know what is the Panopticon? Jeremy Bentham, the middle of the 19th century, England. The Panopticon was his idea for a gaol or a prison where all of the prisoners were arrayed around a central guard tower where the guards could see into the cells of all of the prisoners at all times. And that it would be a highly efficient way of housing large quantities of prisoners. Well, we can see that in our own prison designs today, but even more importantly, we can understand what was begun with the mind of Jeremy Bentham of the Panopticon. Although we may be the most governed and the most ill-governed people on the planet at the time that our previous author, Mr. Gray, was writing, many have correctly identified and stated that London, and England in general, London in particular, the people of London, Londoners, are some of the most highly surveilled people on the planet. And it goes right back to the idea of Jeremy Bentham. Can you imagine in the GIS, GPS, global governance system, and we spoke a little bit to this the other evening, filling in for Robert Schroeder on his broadcast as with Doug Owen. We were talking again about the GIS, GPS, global governance system and the enhanced 911 system. This panopticon, this Benthamite panopticon of global surveillance from space, geospatial data, so that we can surveil all of the people of the planet all of the time and all of the resources to make sure that none of the resources are being consumed in an unsustainable manner. So much to all of this. But again, back to our quote here from Bentham. He, Chamberlain Clark, ridiculed Panopticon. He had admiration for all that is ancient, dislike for all that is modern. He had a theory that law should descend from generation to generation because law is weighty and ought therefore naturally to descend. He put me on the wrong scent in my studies, prevented my getting forward by always driving me back. He sent me to read in different accounts of law as it was. He so filled my mind with notions of the merit of looking backwards that I took to Anglo-Saxon inquiries, studied their language, and set myself to learning laws that had passed away. I remember joining him to deplore the loss of Lord Mansfield's manuscript by the mob. I should now think such a loss a gain. Now that's the mind of Jeremy Bentham. And there's some truth in this, and it's why I'm bringing it out. We can get locked up in this ever looking back and quoting the founders and going back to Blackstone and the others, and I'm fond of doing that. Guilty as charged. I have a historical bent. However, there is another side of me. And I sense that there's another side in you as well, dear listeners. I spent a long time on the drawing boards, designing new projects in civil engineering, land surveying, architecture, and that sort of thing, urban planning, designing something new. And there is some value in looking back to what has worked successfully in the past. But from other hosts on this network, I sense a desire to look to the future and allow the future to draw from us in this time period the answers that it has for us, as opposed to putting on another set of retreads on this most over-governed people, most worst governed people. It may be a time for an all-new idea, a whole new program of action, if you will. But I'm waiting for that. I haven't heard it yet. In the meantime, there are things that we can do locally. If we understand the direction the globalists are pushing us, or leading us, or drawing us into this one world system. And my primary, there's many, but my primary dislike for the globalist system is, where will there be redress of grievance? If we allow ourselves to be postured and pushed and posed into this concept of a global governance system, if things aren't going well for we the sheeple, to whom do you redress your grievance? How would you even begin? I think you can't. On the global plantation, and don't forget the medieval period, don't forget the feudal period, feudalism, but on the global plantation, when we have a new Mazza, how will you get his attention? How will you redress your grievances? We'll pick it up on the other side and find out a little bit more about the historical method. Stay with us.
They say travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Okay, we've returned in our last segment of today. I'm kind of caught between the chat room today. Very interesting discussion going on in there. Brain Soap is laying out some quite interesting material. If you're not logged into the chat room, you might want to do that. Very interesting, and I thank him for it. He or she, I don't know who Brain Soap might be. But anyway, back to our discussion here of Bentham and this idea of the historical method. Here's some more from Albert Van Dicey. We're apt to smile at the grotesque naivete with which our philosopher, that would be Bentham, rejected counsel which would now be pressed upon a student by the most learned and capable of the teachers of law both in England and the United States, and to regret, in a patronizing manner, that Bentham should have lacked the historical spirit. Meanwhile, we often fail to observe what is a matter of some consequence, that the indifference of Bentham and his school to merely historical inquiries was grounded on a sound instinct. In many departments of life, and certainly in the province of law, reform, the analysis of human nature as it exists is of infinitely more importance than research into the annals of the past. Nor does the matter end here. The historical spirit, and still more, the turn of mind which it produces, may well be hostile to rational reform of the Benthamite type, and this is in more ways than one. Interest in the origin of laws or institutions shifts the aim of legal study. To Bentham, its object was the promotion of salutary legislation which might benefit mankind. To Maine, capital M, Maine and his disciples, the study of law had as its aim not the reform of legislation, but the knowledge of legal history as one of the many developments of human thought. To Bentham and the Benthamites, the promotion of human happiness, to enthusiasts for research, the extension of historical science, is the true end of thought and study. Now, as you know, I begin these broadcasts every day with the same phrase: if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. And it was out of reading this book by Albert Van Dicey, Law and Public Opinion, that I first really came onto this understanding of what was meant by the pursuit of happiness. And we can see right here that to the Benthamites and to their predecessors, going all the way back to Francis Hutcheson and probably Locke and others, but certainly Francis Hutcheson put it on the map and Benthamites put it in concrete, the promotion of human happiness ostensibly was his primary goal. But again, studying John Robison's proof of a conspiracy, we can also see and find that the Illuminati took over this concept of the promotion of human happiness or the greatest good for the greatest number. And others have also taken over these thoughts, and even the utilitarians and the Benthamites got involved with this and got swept away in this concept of looking at the greatest good for the greatest number. But they made a mistake. They basically greased the chute and laid down the legal framework for what has become basically global socialism. The greatest good of the greatest number is a lamb dinner every evening for the wolves. When we fail to understand that, we lose sight of everything. There was a perversion, if you will, between the mind of Bentham, who with his panopticon and his codification of the English laws, a perversion of what Francis Hutcheson was aiming for when he came up with his principle of the greatest happiness principle or the greatest good of the greatest number. In Francis Hutcheson's mind, we were moving into a beneficence and a benevolence and virtue and morality as this third pillar in the mind of Franklin and the others when they sat down to write with Jefferson the Declaration of Independence, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was used, not property, even though they were well aware of John Locke, life, liberty, and property, and they even put life, liberty, and property into the text of the Constitution, but in the Declaration it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as basically thumbing their nose at the established Church of England. A man doesn't need an established church, an episcopacy, an archbishop, an archdeacon. It doesn't need a pope or a black robe telling you what to do, what to think, when to sit, when to stand, when to kneel, when to respond and genuflect. Doesn't require that. If you understand correctly morals and virtue and beneficence and charity and kindness and love and all of those things. And so I think that perhaps the words pursuit of happiness found their way into the Declaration of Independence in respect for the work that was done by Francis Hutcheson. And beyond that, it is through this use of our life, which is our chief property, and our liberty to do the things that our mind directs us towards, that actually open the door to the plenty that is necessary in order to be charitable and kind and benevolent and beneficent. And so life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness works together to make a well-ordered society. And life actually replaces the term property if you take Locke's philosophy a little further. And if we bring in Andrew J. Galambos and his definition of property, which we've talked about in the past. So there's a lot out there, a lot of things to think about. What do we do on the local level? What are the solutions set? And so often I've said, there's very little that you or I are going to be able to do against the Leviathan at this time. We're not well armed to do that. We're not well equipped to do that. Few of us have pockets deep enough or enough time in the day to take on the beast system. I may not have shared it on this broadcast, but I'm quite confident I covered it yesterday, one or the other. I do two each day. But locally, we just had an election, and there were very, very few candidates that even turned out. And there were preciously few voters who voted for these various candidates. In many cases, just 10 people voting for a candidate would have won an office. And as we've heard from Cliff, Avery Jane's mayor and friend, there are things that he's looking at in his community, so to speak. He's starting to wake up. And there are things that we can be doing in our community to build firewalls against this continuous onslaught of law and legislation that's coming out from on high. And it is not necessarily being generated by your local representative. Much of it is being presented from the international community. And then it passes through this filter of the legislative bill drafting agencies and finds its way all across America in uniform and model codes and acts, going right back to Jeremy Bentham and tying it in. So there are things that we can do locally to improve our position and strengthen our position. And as we've said here and on Mike Chambers' broadcast, creating these little islands of freedom all across America. And then through the power of the shortwave and through micro-broadcasting, AM and FM, as we can and where we can begin to bridge the gap between our islands of freedom. We can have highways of freedom, if you will, as well, pathways to freedom, and begin a freedom network all across this country, in the 3,066 counties of this country, in the 177,000-plus local voting precincts of this country, and begin to turn the tide. It's more like a judo trick than a frontal assault. You use the weight of your assailant to cast him to the ground by deflection. I think it's possible. I think it's a worthwhile goal. It takes nothing more than your time. Folks, we'll pick it up again tomorrow, and thanks for being here today. Until then, see you later.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.